Okay, let's get started with tonight's discussion of Inyani Tisha B'Av, and again, broadcasting here from Camp Kaylee, and it's in the words of Rav Pinkus, it's the hardest day of the year to get into. You know, every holiday we have to try to get in the mood, and it's somewhat doable. You know, on Pesach, we try to feel like kings. Ki'ilu, you're right, there's a chi of Ki'ilu Yatsami Mitzrayim, which is a very high, lofty goal. But, you know, we feel somewhat, you know, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, we try to relive, and Shavuos, and Maimon Har Sinai, and Sukkos, we try to imagine ourselves in the desert, sitting in the Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Malchus. So every day we can have like a little inkling of the day. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's so hard. Because we don't know what the base. Okay, we could go through the sources. We could go through the Pesukim in Malachim to study the first base of Mikdash. We could go through the Mishnayos and Midos to study the second base of Mikdash. We could go through the Pesukim in Yechezkel to study the third base of Mikdash. We could do all of that, and yet it is still difficult to try to get into the mood, to try to figure out exactly what we're supposed to be feeling, how we're supposed to be focusing. And it's something that we really have to try our best to do. And if Pinkus, in his own way, this is in his Sefer Nechama Galus V'Nechama, again, it's not on the sheet, but he says, "Kibedumeh shekayom lo nishalanu mikol oso hisalu shel pam." In the olden days, maybe they could feel it. But, you know, it's very hard in our day and age. And he says, though, that we really have to do it. And he gives a mashal, as he always does. He says, if you're at a wedding and you see people really going crazy in the middle of the circle and dancing, and you don't know for sure if that person is really like a good friend of the Chasan and Kala. There are always sometimes people who aren't so close, but they like, you know, get into the middle circle and dance. And so there's no raya just because somebody's going crazy and singing and dancing a lot that they're very close. But at a levaya, Rachmana Litzlan, or at a shiva house, and we see somebody who's crying, we see somebody who really feels, then there's a very good chance that it's a very high probability that that person was very close to the niftar and close to the family. Because that's how emotions work. See, he says, Kachu gam be'inyin akirva hava shayachas shel Yehudi klape baro. It's the same thing. On a yontif, yeah, we might feel, but you know what? It's easy to be happy on yontif. Simchas Yantif, and we're in the zone of, you know, Gashmi is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. No, it's not the most difficult. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, to cry a little bit for what we don't have, says that takes somebody different. And if you see somebody crying, you know that they're connected. You know, we know, we should know about ourselves. Chassam Sofer used to not start Eicha until he had a cup of tears filled up. He wouldn't let them start Eicha. Stops over wasn't so long ago, 200 years ago. So at least on our own level, how exactly are we supposed to get ready? What are we supposed to feel like? And let's, as far as we could go, as much as we could do, we have to do this. As the Gemara says in Bava Basra, call him Misabel al Yerushalayim Zoche v'ro b'simchasa. Whoever mourns for Yerushalayim will be Zoche to see it. What does that mean? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Says La'asa Lavo, we're going to get to Yerushalayim, the unbelievable gates that are being built by the Malachim, the Gemara says, elsewhere in Baal Basra, and they're going to come down. It's going to be an awesome city. And there's going to be a guard at the entrance. And the guard's going to look at us. See, peace of Yeshua. Hisabal tal Yerushalayim, Zochav Rabbis of Chasa, come right in. Did you have Kabbalah of Yerushalayim Yerucha? If we wanted to be there, we're going to be there. If we didn't want to be there, if we never thought that we were missing anything, so, okay, you liked it out there, so you could stay there. Scary thought, the Chavetz Chaim says. But says, that's the Pshat he says of Zoche v'Rabbis Simchasa. But again, that's our job tonight, as it is every year, to try to gain a little bit into the appreciation of what this day is about, what are we supposed to be feeling and focusing on, and what exactly are we supposed to take out of the day? Again, it's just a little bit that we're going to talk about, and obviously there's a lot more to discuss. We're going to focus a little bit. The first part will be in Yanei Halacha Lamdus, a little bit about the day, and then the second half will be some in Yanei Machshava, what we're supposed to be feeling. Okay, we start off with the Rambam. Almost every discussion of any type of fast he has to start off with the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainus. Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh min haTorah, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Lizok ulahariya b'chatzotzros. To scream out and to blow trumpets. Al kol tzara shetavo al hatzibur. On any tzara, on every tragedy, whenever there is danger, whenever there is national calamity that is on the horizon, we have a chiyuv to scream out and to daven. Right? This is called tefillah beis tzara. We have a chiyuv to do that. Shene'emar la'tzara tzara eschen la'hariyoseh b'chatzotzros. Pasuk in Parshas Baloscha. Klomar, kol davar sheyetzer lachem, kegon batzores, dever, arbe, famine, and pestilence, and locusts, v'chayotzi bohen, za'aku alein v'ariyu, cry out. Whenever there is a tragedy in the world, whenever there is something going on, we have a chiyuv to turn to Hashem. V'davar zeh midarkei hatshuva hu, and this is ways, this is part of the process of tshuva. Shebizman shetavot tzara, v'yizaku aleha, v'yariyu, at a time when there's a tzara, and we scream out and cry to Hashem, yeidu akol, we will recognize, if we have the proper reaction to the event, we will recognize, shebiglal ma'aseyem haroyim hura lehen. There's always room for improvement in anything that happens in the world, whether it's to the Jewish people, even not to the Jewish people, if some major cataclysmic natural disaster occurs. The Chafetz Chaim said, even 100 years ago, when there was a tremendous earthquake somewhere out in the Far East, we have to do tshuva. Right? Anything that happens, that has to be our reaction. Halacha Gimel, avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, but if we don't cry out, ela yomer davar zemi menega olam, ira lanu, yeah, things happen. It's coincidence, yeah, it was a big storm, and the winds, and this. If we have the attitude of things just happen, and it's coincidental, v'tzarezu nikre, nikre, says the Rambam, harizu derech achzarius, v'goremes lohem lihidavik b'ma'aseyem haro'im, that we're not going to get the message, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have to give us other messages. This is what a fast day is about, says the Rambam. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah. He continues, to fast whenever there are tragedies or calamities. The Rambam here is not talking about the fast days that we have today. He's talking about, like the Gemara talks about in Maseches Tainus, when there's a drought, when there's a famine, when there's a plague, and Chazal used to enact fast days. That's what he's talking about. We have to realize everything's a message from HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? Included in this as well, if we continue, go to the next page. If you look at Halacha Yud Zayin, a couple of halachas later, also based on Chazal, B'chol Yom Shatayinus Gozer Na Latzibur B'vedei Atzaris, whatever Chazal were Gozer, Bezdin Bezakedim Yoshvin, what happened on fast days in those days? Bezdin used to sit, V'ubot Kin Almay Se'ashi Ha'ir, they used to try to analyze and figure out where does the community have to improve? In what areas are we lacking? Is to think about what was happening in the community, in the neighborhood, and figure out in what ways every individual, you know, could we give more tzedakah? Could we do more chesed? Could we have more limud Torah? They used to figure it out. B'dikas avonos. Right? This is what was part of a fast day. And the Rambam describes that they used to have drushes, and they had two special davenings, and they had special laning, and they did vidui. Mizvadim kivikocham, the last three words on the page. This is the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tainus. If you turn the page now, Perek Hey of Hilchos Tainus is what we're more familiar with. This is where the Rambam talks about the fast days that we have today. Perek Hamishi, says the Rambam. Yesham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bohem. There are days that all Jews fast. Mipnei Hatzaro She'iru Bohem, because of the tzaros that occurred. Kidei la'orer halavavos v'liftoach darkei hatshuva, to awaken the hearts and to open up the pathways of tshuva. V'yiezezi karon l'maseinu aram, and they will remember the actions that brought about these tzaros. As Chazal, there's not a shortage of different averis, various gemaras, right? The big three averis, that's in Aschinam, and Birchas HaTorah, and Danu Din Torah, right? Many different examples given, what caused. We think about what caused the tzaris. Right? Through thinking about these events and the actions that caused the events, we do tshuva. And what are they? And the Rambam goes through, Ve'eluhem, what are they? Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, the third day of Tishrei, which is Tzom Gedalia. And then we have Asara B'Teves. The Rambam is not going, he's actually going in chronological order, right? Tzom Gedalia was Bayis Rishon, actually, not exactly, Asara B'Teves, which is the day that the siege occurred, Shvasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, as the Rambam discusses. Tisha B'Av merits its own separate halacha, halacha Gimel, the Tisha B'Av, Chamisha Dvar Mirubo, the five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. These are the four fast days that have to do with Churban Bayis. The Rambam says, halacha dalit, v'arbas yimei tzomos elu harei mufrasha b'kabbalah. It's based on a pasuk in Navi, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago, actually, in a parsha shir. What's missing here? What's not in the list? Titus Esther is not here. That's a different kind of fast day. Yom Kippur is not here. That's also a different kind of fast day. Rather, Rambam has separate halachas for Hilchos Shvisas, also Yom Kippur. Titus Esther is in halacha gimel. But that's a separate, that's not a Titus of tragedy. That's a serious day. It's not a sad day. Right, that's one of the Yimei HaPurim. It's a day that we get ready for Purim. On the surface, if we would analyze what we just read, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Titus and Perek Hei of Hilchos Titus, it's all basically the same idea. A fast day is a serious day, and we think about Shuva and the actions and the Averis that led to it. That's what we're supposed to focus on. But if you look closely, there seems to be a slight difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Hei, and this is the secret for what we're supposed to feel over the next 24 hours. Because in 22 hours from now, we're going to be starting to fast. And what are we supposed to be more important than the fasting? Is what's supposed to, we have to fast, obviously. But what's supposed to be on our head. And this is the secret of it all, figuring out, and this thought is based on the words of the Rav Soloveitchik, the difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Hei. Perek Aleph, the Rambam focuses, as we said, on tshuva, but he also quotes Bidikas Avonos. He also quotes Vidui. Let me ask. On Tisha B'Av, we're going to focus on Tisha B'Av out of the four fast days, because that's what it's in Yana Dioma. Do we do Vidui in Tisha B'Av? There's no Vidui. Wouldn't that be a great day to say Slichos? We don't have Slichos on Tisha B'Av. We have Kinos. But we don't have Slichos. Why not? We don't even say Tachnun. Okay, it's a Moed. But shouldn't we say Ashamnu Bagadnu? Isn't that a great day to do Vidui? Where's the Vidui? Where's the Bedikas Avonos that is an integral part of the fast days for a drought? There's no Bedikas, there's no, the Chachamim don't get up in our neighborhoods and say, this is what we have to do better in. Where is it? I'll give you another halacha. Those who learn Mishnayos Tainus. We are Mosif B'Tfilah on a fast day. What do? We add Ni'ilah. We add Ni'ilah more. Brachos, we're Mosif B'Tfilah, Mosif B'Tfilah. There's no Hosafas Tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Kinos is not Tefillah. Kinos is something else, which we'll talk about. But it's not Tefillah. And the question that many are bothered by, Rav Soloveitchik is bothered by it, is why not? What's the difference between Perek Aleph of the Rambam, the fast days for drought, for famine, versus in this Perek, which we're going to focus on Tisha B'Av. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, and I gave you in one of the places where he talks about this, In the Shiuri Harav that was put out, where Soloveitchik says the Yesod Gadol, and that is both Perek Aleph and Perek Hei have to do with tshuva in terms of the results, but in terms of the means, in terms of how we get there, there's a big difference. On all other fast days, on the fast days for a drought and a famine, on the tragedies, it's all about tshuva. The event occurs, there's a drought, oh my gosh, what do I have to do better? Oh my gosh, what can I do to improve my actions? That's all that it's about. The process is tshuva, and the goal is tshuva. Tisha B'Av is different. The goal is tshuva, but what's the process? The process is the focus on the day. The process is remembering. The process is focusing on history. Through our history, which is what Kinos is about. Kinos is all about Churban. It's all about Batei Migdash. It's about the Churban of Shiloh. It's about the tragedies of the blood of Zechariah. It's about murders. It's about crusades. Now it's about the Holocaust. It's not directly about Tshuva. It's about focusing on what occurred. Through that, Memeila comes Tshuva. but the focus is not. Says the Rav now on page 4 in the packet. We read that at Rambam. It's all about screaming out to Hashem. What does he start off? Mitzvah zasei to daven, to do tshuva, to scream out. But look where the arrow is. Ulam nira shechila gadol yish beinehem leikar chovas hayom. Shebetainis tzibur ikar chovas hayom ilis asik binyani tshuva. It's all about tshuva. We're not allowed to even learn on Tisha B'Av. Right, wouldn't great tshuva be through Talmud Torah? Right, I can learn certain things. The answer is because Tisha B'Av's tshuva, the goal of tshuva, is not through the same way. The process is supposed to be through focusing on what happened, realizing what was lost, realizing what we don't have. That's what we need to do by reading books about what happened throughout our history, by focusing on the keynotes, by talking about the keynotes. That's what the day is all about. Turn the page for a second. Eli says in the continuation, El al karchach sarach lomar, the afilu im tachlis dalat atzomos, even if the goal of the purpose is la'or darki atshuva, to bring to tshuva, the process is very different. Mikol makom ein ze me'ikar mitzvahs hayom. The mitzvahs hayom is not tshuva. The mitzvahs hayom is focus on what happened. As we focus on it, then we realize, and we recognize that we're missing so much in our day and age, that will bring us to tshuva as a goal. But that's why there's no extra tefillah. Tefillah is a reflection, is a simon of tshuva. Yom Kippur, we daven all day. Because that's the ultimate day of tshuva. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, we don't daven all day. Right, we put kinos in the middle of davening. But kinos is not tefillah. Right, kinos is telling stories and hoping for a better day and recognizing what's lost. That's the message of kinos. And that's why it's all about reading and focusing and listening, all about those events that occurred. You can't build a shear on the following point, but there's even a little slight difference between the Rambam's Lashon and Perek Aleph and Perek Hey. If you look back for a minute, the Rambam says in the Perek Aleph, what is the fast day all about? V'davar zeh halacha beis midarkei hatshuva. This is midarkei hatshuva. Sounds like this is tshuva. What did he say in Perek Hey? There are days that we all fast because of the tzaris to awaken our hearts v'liftoach darkei hatshuva. To open up those drachim. It doesn't say this is. This is Darkei Atshuva by the famine and the Perek Aleph. Here he says Liftoach Darkei Atshuva. This is how we do it. There's even another halach in the Rambam, and with this we'll be able to close up our first part. Another halach in the Rambam. I just gave you also the Tosfos Yontif has one line about this by Ne'ila. He says today's a day of Avelus. It's not a day of Tefillah. What does that mean? Avelus means mourning, focusing on what was. It's not an extra day of tefillah. We don't even say Tiskabel in the morning. What is Tiskabel? Every Shmona Esrei throughout the year gets a Tiskabel. Right? Well, that's why you always have to look around by Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. When do you say Tiskabel? When do you not? Every Shmona Esrei gets a Tiskabel. Every Shacharis, every Musaf. And Slichos. That's the only exception to the rule. We say Tiskabel after Slichos too. Slichos is a semi type of Shmona Esrei. But Tiskabel, except our tefillah. We don't say Tiskabel or Tisha B'Av morning. Because it's a day of, what does it say? An echas sasum tefilasi. My tefillah is closed off. It's not a day of tefillah. That's not how we do tshuva. It's a day of remembering the past. And any tragedy that Bnei Yisrael has gone through, throughout its history, this is the day to remember. This is the day to remember it. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tefillah on the next page. Interesting. The Rambam lists off here all of the leanings. All of the leanings of all the days, all the chagim, all the yom tovim, all the special days. Then he says on Tisha B'Av, we lane, as we know from this week's parsha, Kisolad Banim, and we have the Haftorah Sof HaSifim, one of the longest Haftorahs of the year. By Mincha we lane Vayachal, Ubishar HaTaniyo Shanu Mis'anin, and on the other fast days we lane Vayachal, and that's on the fast days having to do with the events. And then the Rambam says that was all like Perek Hey fast days. Ubitaniyo she gozer no son at tzibur, and on the fast days that the tzibur is gozer on mepnei atzaris, this is like Perek Aleph. What did the Rambam say? Korin brachos v'klalos. We read the tochacha. We read brachos and klalos. Kidei she yashuvu ha'am v'yichna levavam kishish b'osam. So people do tshuva. It's a very interesting line. The Rambam feels the need to explain why you lane brachas and klalos by the other fast days. He didn't feel the need to explain Tisha B'Av. He didn't feel the need to explain any other lanings. Maybe because the Rambam here is emphasizing what's the difference, even though they're in the same halacha. What's the difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Hey? Different kinds of fast days. Fast days having to do with the Beis HaMikdash are different than fast days for just stam difficulties that the Jewish people are going through. Our mitzvahs hayom, starting tomorrow night, some even say tomorrow afternoon. But again, if somebody had, we already have a hard enough time not learning halavai, we should have a hard enough time not learning on Tisha B'Av. You know, Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't have to be so machmir. You know, if we could learn Erev Tisha B'Av, the Bir Halacha talks about that as well. But either way, that's the diuk in the Rambam in terms of the lane. So this is part one. What are we supposed to do? What's the strategy? The strategy is reading stories and going through kinos. And as much as we can, try to think about times that were not as good, what people went through, the Mesiras Nefesh, throughout our history, the past 2,000 years. Every century has had something. Rachmana Litzlan. And we have to focus on that, and through that, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zoche to do tshuva. But it's not a day of tshuva. It's a day of a focusing on the past. Part one. Okay, so how do we do that? How do we get into the feeling, besides going through as we just said, how do we get into the feeling, what are we supposed to think about? So there is a pasuk we're all familiar with, I didn't give it to you, the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, when Avraham Avinu was coming to bury his wife, and the pasuk says, Vayavo Avraham lispod lisarah velivkosa. Avraham came to be maspid, to eulogize his wife, and to cry. And then Itziv already points out, and other mefarshim, isn't it in the opposite order? What usually happens first? First you cry, when you hear about it, you cry, you bechi, and then you give a hesped. But Avraham Avinu did hesped first. Lispolus or avlifkosa. Why? What's the difference between what's meant by hesped and bechi? So some of the mefarshim explain, bechi is an emotional reaction, just letting loose. It's emotional, it's more in the heart than in the mind. That's bechi. Hesped is an intellectual evaluation that we try to recognize what was just lost. Who was just lost? What does a hesped try to capture? Rachman al-San, everybody's ever been to a levaya. A hesped tries to capture the person. What lessons we can learn from the person. Who was lost? What was lost? There's hesped and there's bechi. So let's focus on those two elements. Hesped and bechi. First hesped, like Avraham Avinu did. What did we lose? Ultimately, obviously all the tragedies. But what did we lose? Obviously we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost Yerushalayim. We want to have that tzipiyah l'Yeshua. So some of what I'm going to say now is going to connect to what I said last week in our discussion of Aliyah L'Regel, but it's kind of the flip side. Because we have to realize what we don't have. Some of the sources we did last week. Number one, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. What did it do for us? It did two things for us. Number one, the Rambam says, it's a day, it's a place, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Mitzvah Saseh, Lasos Bayis, Lashem, Muchan, Lias Makvivim, Karbanos. Right, we have a day, and we have to have a place that we bring Karbanos to. Amakam HaMikdash, the Radvaz, there, one of the great commentaries in the Rambam says, there was Gilui Shechina there. Okay, but what does that mean to me? What did it do? What can I tangibly think about that I'm missing today that was there then? And it applies today, Rachmana Litzlan, as much as it applies in every generation. And that's based on a thought that I said last week as well from the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima is commentary on Pirkei Avos. I gave you the Mishnah, and I give you the Torah Tamima. And that is, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos of the 10 Nisim that occurred every day in the Beis HaMikdash. 10 Nisim, I gave it to you on top. Loi Pila Isha, there was never a woman that miscarried, on page 9. Right, there was never a woman that miscarried in the Beis HaMikdash from the bad smell of the meat. It never smelled. There was so much meat there. There was never a bug. Never attracted bugs. Right, the next time you have a rotting fruit that attracts fruit flies, look at it and say, oh, I missed the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a nace. Nothing, no food attracted. There was never a psul and certain karbanos. The rain never let out the fire. The smoke went straight up. All the different nisim. The last one. V'lo amar adam l'chaveiro, tsar li hamakom sha'alin b'Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said to their friend, it's too stuffy in here, I'm squished. Nobody said to their friend, tsar li hamakom. Right, I need some more room. Right, it wasn't like the subway. right? Nobody ever was too squished. Says the Rambam, how? It was squishy. There were millions of Jews there. Says the Rambam, right where it's, the arrow is, v'lo hayulochzim zezeh. They didn't pressure each other. Lo otsem rigshe kavod hamakom hahu. Because of the inspiration that they took from the place. The gilui shechina affected their bein adam l'chaveiro. It affected, they realized that they were all on the same team. They realized that they all had the same goal. The Torah Tamima that I mentioned last week said, in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that it wasn't squishy. It doesn't say, v'lo hayat tsar. It says, v'lo amar ben adam l'chaveiro tsar li hamakom. Nobody complained about it. It was squishy. It was, everybody was like sardines. But nobody complained because they realized we're on the same team. The same team, but imagine, right? This, when I was growing up, there wasn't such a Lushan. But now there's a Lushan walk-off, right? How many walk-offs does this team have? And a walk-off this, and a walk-off this. It's a Lushan. Imagine, like, after a walk-off, and the whole team runs onto the field and jumps on each other. Are they going to complain? What are you pushing me for? What are you pushing me for? Come on, you stepped on my foot. They're not going to complain. Why? Because they're so happy. They're jumping on each other. They love it. It's like, oh, we did it, we did it. That's how we felt in the Beis HaMikdash. Once you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we can appreciate Him, so we're all on the same team. That's what we're missing. The Gilui Shechina, how much Rachmana Lislan, how much infighting did the Jews have? How many Jews talk badly about other Jews today? Rachmana Lislan. And how much we have to do on a personal level. We need it so badly, just on that level, to think if we had a Beis HaMikdash, we'd all be inspired to love each other more. And not never to say a bad word about each other. What an unbelievable, it's a miracle! Right? V'lo Amar, who was one of the 10 Nisim that happened. But you know what? Halavai, we shouldn't be zochet to such a nes. So, point one of the Hespid, the Beis HaMikdash was a place that the Shechina would affect our Bein Adam L'Makom, our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But not only that, as is obvious, also Tosfos says in Maseches Baba Basra. This didn't come out in the, you have it there?
Yeah.
And this one is cut off. Tosfos says in Maseches Baba Basra, on Daf Chaf Aleph, in the context of why there's a mitzvah of Maaser Sheni to go to Yerushalayim, says Tosfos, because when we see the Kohanim being so midaktik, and we see the Leviim, and we smell the Ketores, and we hear the beautiful songs of, we will say, whoa, I want to be an Eved Hashem. I'm going to take that inspiration with me in service of God. Says Tosfos, Lefisha hayaroe kedusha gedola, v'konim oskim ba'avoda, hayamachavim libo yoser liyira shamayim v'lil motora. Right, if you're ever next to your Rebbe for extended periods of time, or next to a Gadol Hador, you're like for a few minutes at least, it like affects us. First we get a little depressed because we're not on their level. But we also have to be inspired by it. What? And like, well, they can do it. I want to do as much as I can. Imagine a whole city of Ovdei Hashem, a whole city of Rav Chaim Kanievsky's. You can't even fathom that. Right? Imagine a whole city would be like blown away. But that's the inspiration that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Kohen Gadol. It was a place that affected Rabbein Adam L'Chaveiro and Rabbein Adam L'Makom. That's the Hespid. Lispod L'Sara, Lispod L'Beis HaMikdash, that's what we have to think about. What we're missing, after we focus on the events, like we spoke about in the first half, we have to focus on, realize that that's what we're missing. And what about the Bechi? Lispod L'Sara V'Liv Kosa. What about the Bechi? So there is a thought, on some of the sheets, sorry, got a little out of order. There's a thought that the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, has in one of his pieces on Bein HaMetzarim on the 3 weeks, where he discusses how a Jew cries. We have to cry. We have to cry. If it's too hard for us to cry, at least we should feel like we should be crying. Right? At least we should feel the hergish that we should be crying. Says the Nesiva Shalom. But we have to realize how a Jew cries. On line, page 12, if you have the sheet. Ubevade, where it's underlined. Ein zer raka mashmos apshuta shal avelos lehis abel amasha eveinenu. Right, we have to be misabel on what's not here. But how do we do it? We have to realize that a Jew cries about the past, but a Jew's cry is towards the future. On the bottom left, He quotes the Ki agaguim ledavar heim yoser gedola mietzam adavar. He says, the more we cry about the future, that's how we will get the Beis HaMikdash back. I'm just looking for the piece that I wanted to mention. Look at the next page, where he quotes from the earlier Slanim Rebbe. He says, based on the pasuk in Parsha Shmos, Vatireyu vihinei nar boche. Basya looks into the basket, sees Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, oh, miyal de Abram zeh. It's a Jewish baby. How'd she know? But what does the pasuk say? Oh, it's a Jewish baby. So Chazal say, oh, the basket was lit up. He was Nola and Mahol, and there was a shine. Okay. Says the Slanim Rebbe, how about you just read the psukim? She looked. The baby was crying. She said, oh, it's a Jewish baby. Says the Slanim Rebbe, a Jew cries differently than everybody else. A Jew doesn't cry a bechi shel yeyush, but a bechi shel tikva. A Jew cries looking ahead. Right after we bury somebody, we turn around and say, v'yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabbah. God's name should be blessed. We're always looking ahead. That's who we are. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that the Haman HaRasha was walking around feeling very good about himself, and all of a sudden he walks into the Beis Medrash and he sees Mordechai. And he says, Mordechai, what's going on? What are you studying? What did Haman think they were studying? Ah, halachas of Mesiris Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem? How about those laws? Laws of giving your life? But what does Mordechai say? We're studying Hilchas Kemitza. We're studying laws of details of the Beis HaMikdash. How do you give a karbon? And Haman, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, Megillat HaZayin, Haman says, whoa, your little flower is going to knock out all the money that I just took from Achashverosh to hire out people to kill you. What happened? The Gemara says, Haman hears this response, well, starting Hilchas Kemitz, and all of a sudden he's like, whoa! Because all of a sudden, Haman realized, what a Jew does b'tzaris. We don't just give up and have yeyush. Rachman al-Islan, we've had more tzaris than any nation in the history of the world. But a Jew cries forward. A Jew doesn't cry backward. It's a bechi shel tikva, not a bechi shel yeyush. That's what a Jew does. And we know the Gemara also talks about the Yerushalayim Shamal, Yerushalayim Shamati. Yerushalayim Shamal is still there. It's waiting for us. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for the two Bati Mikdash to be connected. And that's what we have to feel. This is the Bechi. We have to have a Bechi, but a Bechi future focused. A Bechi on what we discussed. The events, that's the Mitzvah Sayom. To focus on what happened throughout Jewish history. The five tragedies and all the tragedies. Part one. Part two, we focused on realizing what the Beis HaMikdash was about. It affected Rabbi Nadal Machavero. It affected Rabbi Nadal Lamakom. And three, to take this and to have a Bechi about it, future focus. And just to end with a story that I always end kinos with, so you'll hear it again, Beth Hashem, on Tisha B'Av afternoon. And that is the story of that the Kotzker said over. Kotzker said that Kotzker had a good friend, the Volkerov. And the Volkerov was, they were shared Divrei Torah with each other. And Volkerov was Nifter. And the Kotzker once got up at Shalosh Shudas about a month after the Volkerov was Nifter. And he tells his Hasidim, he says, you know, I've been waiting a month. Been waiting a month for my friend to come back to me in a dream and tell me what's going on upstairs. What does it look like? Last night, I said, he hasn't come back in a month. I'm going to find him. So the Kotzker says that he went up, told the Hasidim in his dream, and he went up to the Shemayim, the Shemay Shemayim, and he goes up and he sees the ministering Malach there in the hallway. And he asked him, he says, have you seen my friend, the Volkerov? He says, yeah, he was here, but he's not here now. He went somewhere else. And he goes into the first base manager. He sees the Rabbi Akiva giving shir. And he says, is my friend here, the Volkerov? He says, he was here, but he left. I don't know where he is now. And he goes, hey, next, he sees the Rambam giving shir. He says, you see my friend, the Volkerov? He was here, but he keeps going. Avram Avinu, Moshe, everybody. Can't say Moshe Rabbeinu, because if Moshe is giving shir, nobody else is giving shir. Right, so it's probably not Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Emes was a Rasso Emes. He's the only one. But let's say everybody else. He gives a chance to everybody else to give shir. Finally, he goes, he can't find him, and finally he's about to give up. And he goes back to one of the messengers and the malachim, and he says, I don't know where he is. He says, I know where he is. He says, you see that forest over there, that deep, dark forest, that scary forest? He's on the other side of that forest. And the Kotzker said, I gathered in all of my strength, and I did what I could, and I went through the forest. It was so spooky, it was so scary, and I went through, and I finally get through the other end, and in front of me I see the most gorgeous, beautiful ocean. And I see my friend, the Volker Rav, on a tree, on a branch, hanging over the ocean, staring at the ocean. And I say to him, my friend, I say, where have you been? And he doesn't answer me. I run to him, I say, hello, you know, you were going to come back to me. You know, we made a deal, whoever was Nifter first. And he said, do you see what this is? He says, yeah, it's an ocean. He said, no, you don't understand what ocean it is. The Volker Rav says, you know why I didn't come back to you? Because when I saw this ocean, the ocean of tears of all of Klal Yisrael throughout generations, I made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm not leaving until he dries up all these tears. So we should add on more to the tears and more to the tears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us that we should have enough. And just like we know that Tisha B'Av is a moed, we should feel that it's a moed. We should have these 3 weeks to be parallel to the other 3 weeks from Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Should be those simcha-filled weeks. And B'Av Hashem should be the last time that we have to have shiurim related to tragedy and tanios and bechi. And we should rather be able to have shiurim on simcha and rikud and dancing in the Beis HaMikdash.